When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen.
How are you guys feeling right now? It's a couple days before Christmas. Here we are on a Tuesday, cover to cover. Michael Bublé leading us in White Christmas. A classic, of course. I don't know if this is the best version of it. Yeah, it's a little too. He put a little too much of his own spin on it.
Yeah.
But are you guys Christmased out, or are you happily in the Christmas season? Too much, too little, not enough. You know, whatever. I mean, are you like, okay, let's get this over with? Where do you think people? This is around the time you start to be like, I think we've done all we can do.
Final inning.
Here we are. I'm in New York right now as we speak. I'm in New York City, just having a Christmas extravaganza with the family, doing all the, there's the tree, there's ice skating, there's hot cocoa, there's this, there's that. $25,000 later, you know, this, you want that, you want this? So we're going to have fun. Looking forward to that, getting on a plane and flying there on Monday. We're taping this this weekend, Sunday. And so some of the stories you guys would be like, God, didn't that happen a long time ago? This one probably in particular, Matthew Perry, came out yesterday. The autopsy report is in, and it turns out it was, ketamine.
Ketamine.
Which, you know, that's what got him in the end. And, I mean, I think everyone kind of knew that, but people were saying he's cleaned up his act, he's doing better, and maybe he had. But at that point, he had already gone too far gone. And they said he was getting ketamine shots to actually combat some of his earlier issues, but who knows?
Yeah,
he seemed to have taken it on his own, and
his last treatment was like 10 days.
So anyway, there you go. I don't think that's any surprise to anybody, and it doesn't really, you know, it's a sad thing regardless of how it happened. It just, it happened. So there you have it. Also, this is an interesting story that we'll quickly cover, and then we'll get into some fun stuff in a second. Comedian Tugor Jang. Tugor Jang.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
Funny
I
guy.
I guess he's from the Minneapolis area. He posed with a bevy of beauties in Colombia. Anyway, he was... This is not funny, Alex. Let me just read how it is. Minnesota comedian Tugor Jang posted pictures with the Colombian girlfriends, including a sexy redhead, before police say he was lured by the femme fatale, kidnapped and murdered.
Whoa.
Zhang, a well-known activist in the Twin Cities community, was seen smiling with an unnamed redhead while dining at a Korean restaurant located in Medellin on October 20th. This is Korean food with my girl, the 50-year-old said in a video posted on his Facebook showing his bowl of beef soup before panning to the smiling redhead with a distinctive tattoo on her neck that said, never give up. Workers at the Korean restaurant confirmed to the post that the pair had recently eaten there. However, there's no suggestion at this point that the woman is the same person who allegedly involved him in disappearance. Okay, there's nothing more terrifying than this.
Mm-mm.
This is some comedian, I don't know, 50-year-old man. I've never heard of him. I don't know if he's a local Minnesota comedian. And he goes down to Colombia. And he's, you know, picking up girls in Colombia, whether they be hookers or sex workers or something. Seems like, judging by the look of him and the look of these women, I'm saying that he probably had to pay a few bucks.
Yeah.
And of course, you never know in these countries what's going down. I mean, this is one of the girls. There you go. I'm showing Alex. I mean, yeah. That looks like Dua Lipa, for God's sakes. I mean, yeah. She's good looking. Anyway, he got lured into, you know, that's what happens. They say this guy seems like he's got a couple of bucks. The way he's
not too
throwing
savvy,
it around,
yeah.
Taking this girl over to the Korean food place and getting her whatever she wants. And, oh, yeah, he's with a lot of different. Anyway, they've stabbed him a bunch, threw him on the side of the road. I mean, is that as bad as it gets? That is a way. I mean, I could think of many ways I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of them. I do not want to be lured out to the middle of nowhere in mm-hmm. Medellin
mm-hmm.
and go, what are you just start stabbing? Wait, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You can't stab me now. I got to be in Philadelphia in 2 weeks. You know, and all because I was talking to some, you know, Colombian at about seven. Let's see if we get a little more information here. This is kind of a grim story, but, you know, it's one of those ones that can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
He'd returned to Medellin earlier in the month, telling his friends he planned to meet women he'd been chatting with online. That never ends. Every time you read the women he was chatting with online, it either the person goes to prison because the woman was, you know, 11 or something, and mm-hmm. you went over a house and, you know, and just, I was just checking to see if she was okay. I was just checking to see if she was okay. She's, you know, that we've seen it on that show all the time.
To catch a
or
predator.
It's somebody trying to murder you.
Yep.
Police
or swindle, yeah.
Yeah, have so far remained tight-lipped about the identity of the women, and if they're involved at all, or maybe it was just, but anyway, there you go. Stabbed and thrown to the side of the road just so you can get hot girls.
Yeah.
It's a tough way to go.
Mm-hmm.
There she is with pictures. I mean, they got pictures of all the women, so. The group demanded $2,000. It's 8 million Colombian pesos. I'm going to say this to the rest of the world. Can we try and get those numbers a little closer together? You know, just so we kind of know, just to, you know, for everybody's sake. $2,000, and then it's 8 million in Colombia. Like, I understand you guys have your own currency wherever you may live, but can we try and get it a little closer to 2,000? Can be 4,000,
mm-hmm.
but it can't be 8 million.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really confusing to this poor guy who's probably, you know, trying to get whatever he's trying to get for $2,000. But anyway, they demanded $2,000. And the publication reported that ransom exchange never happened, and Zhang was later found in a ravine. Oh, you never want to be in a ravine. There's nothing worse. I tell you all the time, my biggest concern after watching several World War I films is dying in the mud. You never want to die in the mud. And I know what these guys do. They take your pants down just to give you one last bit of embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why they do it. They're like, wait a minute, he's already dead. I don't care. Take his pants. What? Take his pants off. But he's already dead. You don't need to humiliate him any more. Trust me. Take his pants off.
Yeah.
And then they go take his pants off. Now what? Take his little pee-pee, put it in the ravine. What? In the ravine. But he's already... he go in the ravine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comedian. Yeah. That's why it's funny. He's got his pants off. He's in a ravine. It's funny, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just read this story and just a little while ago. So, I mean, nothing seems worse. I wish his family well. As Zhao's brother A told the Post that his brother had communicated with mystery women several times before he went to meet them. He'd been in contact with these women before. If you guys have a friend out there,
mm-hmm.
any of you, and they are, you know, telling you, I'm heading down to Colombia. I met a girl on
mystery
online.
Women.
yeah, like that. It's just, there's no way it's going to end well. He was aware, but he's one of those people who just assumes the best in people. Don't assume the worst in everybody.
Yeah.
And you're going to be better off for it. The comedian who was born in Laos in 1973 shared his personal stories across the country to build cultural competency and end racial. He was like a kind of a person of, you know, like the people knew who he was from his philanthropic work around the world. Anyway, no matter what, you know, you end up in a ravine because mm-hmm. it could all for, you know, just trying to get some nice tits. You know, that's it. you know? Just go on OnlyFans or something, you know? Isn't that what people do?
Yeah.
And you could stay home. You don't have to worry about it. You know who the top OnlyFans, speaking of OnlyFans, this is how OnlyFans top earners spend their fortunes.
Yeah.
You know who they are? The top earners over on OnlyFans? I mean, this is a weird one, OnlyFans, right? We've talked about it many times over here. I guess there are people who go on. From what I'm gathering, this will be, we have some Christmas stuff coming up in a second. Let us talk about murder and mayhem.
Let's get through the ravines and the OnlyFans.
And then we'll get to some fun stuff. But this is three of OnlyFans' top earners, okay? And this is, they talk about, this is in the New York Post today. They talk about their spending habits. This is Casey Boonstra. She's 30. She's one of the top earners on the OnlyFans. Desiree Schlotz, 26, and Carly Sutherland Lawrence, 26, make seven figures a year on the subscription-only site. They told Los Angeles Times how they spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say this to all of them, and God bless them. They seem to be doing well, and without my tips, opinions or whatever, I'd change your name. I'd change the last name of Boonstra. And the other girl who's Desiree Schlotz, doesn't sound like, but whatever, they doesn't seem to be stopping him. Boonstra, who hails from Australia, now lives in Los Angeles, where she rents a $5,000 a month apartment. Well, that's every apartment in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Alex lives in a $5,000 a month apartment. I feel like I've been living the dream, looking out this window and seeing the Hollywood sign. I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you live in an apartment where you could see the Hollywood sign, it ain't great.
Run. Yeah. Hide.
Just trust me. So whatever this Boone, first, right off the bat, the Boonstra's full of shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm living in a, okay, Boonstra, who OnlyFans account doesn't feature any nudity or sex. Now that I don't get at all. What are you going over there for then? Started sharing modeling photos on the website when she lost her job as a TV host during the pandemic. Now she's making way more than she ever did in her old profession. The content creator's first splurge was on a Van Cleef Arpels bracelet, and she recently forked over $8,000 to fly business class to Australia. This isn't the lifestyle.
No.
Well, look, I thought you'd get more than, I live in a $5,000 a month apartment. Well, kind of everybody does, and you flew business class to Australia? That's the lifestyle? She's an aspiring actress, also has a regular expense. She spends $500 a week on an acting coach. Oh, could that's you imagine awesome. This guy?
Yeah.
You're going to be, let me tell you something, sweetheart. Girl like you, beautiful girl, you're going to be a star. And I'll tell you how you do it. You got to act. You know how to act? You got to, first tip I learned many years ago from Michael Caine. You familiar with this work, Michael Caine? Don't blink. Don't blink. You blink too much, it fucks up the scene. So keep your eyes open at all times. And that goes for not only in acting, it goes for life as well. Another tip. This is an acting tip from me to you, $500 a week. Don't go to a Medellin to meet people. If you're in Medellin and you see yourself anywhere near a ravine, get the fuck out of there. You don't want to be near that because that doesn't end well. They take your pants off. Trust me, it happens. She spends $500 on an acting coach. He's helping getting her career into the right places, as well as $200 per week on stunt training. Oh, there she is, Boonstra. Okay. All right, this is a good-looking girl. I got news for you, honey. You don't have to do any of this.
No.
There's somebody for the Philadelphia 76ers right now who you can, he'll take care of it. There's a shortstop for the Dodgers or somebody who you're going to be fine. That's our Schlotz, another Minnesota native, not unlike the guy who ended up in the ravine. This girl Schlotz is a Minnesota native who previously worked at a minimum wage retail job at Sephora. She rents a 2-bedroom apartment for $6,000 a month. Not to sound like an asshole here, but these are like kind of LA prices. I know it's ridiculous and I'm not saying it's right, but these are kind of normal LA prices. If they said $20,000 a month, they'd be like, whoa, this is wild.
It's next door to a football player or something. Yeah.
But anyway, she now rents that. She has 3 bathrooms. She likes that. But I wanted to splurge after living in such a crowded apartment with my cousin. I didn't realize how much I love interior design until I had the money to purchase furniture. Contact Randy Joseph, a pricey 2023 BMW X3, shops organic food at Irawan, and recently started getting Botox.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What does she do on her? Ever since I started making money, I started putting a lot of money into my skin and my face. Me too.
Yeah.
Got a big giant hole in my face now. The model declared before, my face is my brand. Schlotz works at an uber luxury gym. Oh, works out, not worked. How dare.
How dare.
Where a monthly membership is $350. She's also a member of Equinox, which sets her back $250. There she is. Previously worked at a... Oh, look at her. Okay. She looks like every single person. All right, who's this girl?
Shot to fame on the second season of the reality show Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, I feel like a lot of people have shot to fame.
Yeah.
On Too Hot to Handle. That's on Netflix, right?
Yep. And
what is her name? Is that Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I see it. She pays $6,000 a month as well.
Yeah.
She has a steam room and a sauna in her building.
Nice.
She indulges in massages at a Blossom Spa in Hollywood, which that's $95. She also has red light therapy. Good. Oh, there's a picture of her.
Cryotherapy, red light therapy, cryotherapy, vitamin injections every 2 weeks. That's going to set you back a pretty penny. She spends up to $5,000 a trip to Vegas gambling.
Oh, Lawrence is saving to purchase property.
I bet.
All three models say they love the financial freedom that OnlyFans has offered them and encourage you to sign up if you can. Sign up for only. This goes out to all of our fans.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are sitting around, got nothing else to do, go over to OnlyFans. These girls aren't showing anything, apparently. That's not, at least that's what the one girl said.
Yeah.
And they're just out there showing pictures, and people sign up. So much so that they're making millions of dollars, according to this. And that's whatever. Congratulations.
This girl says, I live in my head like I'm broke.
But in real life.
That's what keeps me saving money. If I live lavishly, I will spend all my money and have such an addictive personality. She's like, yeah, I've spent $5,000 every time I go to Vegas.
Every picture of them I see, all three of these girls wearing those big giant jeans. I feel like that's the look now.
That's
I was at the mall yesterday, and one of the higher end stores, I forget what it was called, and every rack has like just big giant women's jeans, and all the girls working there were just wearing big giant jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Big giant, you know, giant jeans.
Giant jeans.
And
like Subway Jared jeans? Like
kind of, yeah. Like Subway Jared, like old Jared.
Yeah.
The ones he would hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I guess that's the look now. I mean, good. Everybody, you know, be comfortable. Al Michaels, familiar with Al Michaels? Of course, everyone knows Al Michaels. He is a broadcaster, been doing Monday Night Football forever. One of the best there is. I love Al Michaels. We all love him. I feel like he does great football play-by-play, great voice, and he does the playoffs in football, and he does a lot of other sports, and he's just the best. Recently, Al Michaels had said something about when Taylor Swift, he was calling a Chiefs game, and somebody asked him something about panning to Taylor Swift every 2 minutes of the game. And he said, I'm not doing it because I don't work for Entertainment Tonight. I work for the NFL or whatever. And he got a lot of hate for that, for saying, I don't work for Entertainment Tonight. I don't care about Taylor Swift. Anyway, he was just relieved of his duties. He will not be doing the playoffs this year for the NFL. And many people are now speculating that he was let go because of that, because he's not on the Taylor Swift train.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, who knows, but it's all over the internet. He was not fired. He was just, I think he still works there, but he's not doing the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I guess the Chiefs.
He's almost demoted,
there's
right?
Pretty much, it's a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs are going to be in the playoffs and you're going to see plenty of Taylor Swift. So if he's not going to be into showing Taylor Swift and talking about Taylor Swift, we don't need him.
Mm-hmm.
Move aside, old timer. We want some people in there who are going to talk about Taylor Swift jumping up and down with Patrick Mahomes' wife, doing weird chants
secret
and
dances,
secret handshakes and all that dumb shit. But Al Michaels didn't want it, so they said, well, if you don't want it, get the hell out of here. So that's interesting. Conspiracy theory or whatever you would consider it. I don't know what goes on in the head of Kanye West. But it is just like, am I supposed to care anymore? Or are we all just going to? But I guess we do. Here I am talking about it. So I guess I do care to a certain extent. But I mean, it's just, I keep seeing him on what seems to be a 2-year vacation. He just seems to go, I don't know, is he still designing clothes? Does he have, like, I know the shoes were a big deal, right? Yeah. Everybody wanted Yeezys or whatever.
They let him go.
And then Adidas let him go. But was that the only brand
but
he was with?
I think
or?
They ended up re-signing him, didn't it? Like,
and then he had didn't he have a line of clothing at the Gap, which, I don't know, I feel like I half-ass reading these stories. But, I mean, there's nobody I could care less about than fucking Kanye West. Yeah. But, and now he's got the new girlfriend, and we all know, we've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Yeah. Walking through, like, the streets of Italy. They were in Italy for what seemed like forever.
Yeah.
And now that they were in Australia for a little while, now he seems to, I don't know if he's back in America, but there was every day I wake up, I just see a crazy Hitler rant or something from Kanye West. And, of course, yesterday was another Hitler rant. Kanye West goes on a 10-minute blistering rant about Jesus, Hitler, Trump, and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Yeah, a black one.
At the Art Basel. Is it that? Am I pronouncing that correctly? Mm-hmm. It's some art show down in Florida.
Yeah.
I'll say this about this art show. I keep seeing pictures from it and people who go and just people I know who go. And wow, nothing seems more annoying than that weekend down there in Miami or wherever. And I know it's probably amazing and you guys are loving it, whatever you're doing. But I've seen some pictures, and I'm not going to name anybody specifically, but people I know who attend, first of all, they're annoying already before they get down to the Art Basel, whatever the whole thing is, show. And then they get down there and they just become...
They ramp it up.
Oh, man. And now he's down there screaming about Lord knows what and doing I don't know what. Like, does he make music anymore or like is he putting out records? Is he going on tour?
I have no idea.
I don't know what he does anymore, but he's obviously... Like, this poor Kim Kardashian. I mean, the kids she has are from him, right? They're all... I think they're all... Are they all Kanye's kids?
I believe, yeah.
I wonder if she... Now, I also believe that half of this, more maybe all of this, could be just a weird ruse where this guy is just, you know, he's crazy like a fox, as they say, and he's doing it all just for... But I don't know if there's money at the end. You know, when you start throwing Hitler and shit around, then you're like, well, Adidas is out, and this guy's out, and that out.
Yeah.
So eventually you got to start losing big big clients.
He's going to have his own MyPillow or something.
I don't know. I don't know what...
These are the Kanye West Goya beans. You get the new Kanye West Goya beans?
This is where Hitler... If Hitler were alive, he'd lay his head on this comfy pillow. Yeah. So I don't know if that's what... I don't know what the end game is here. Yeah. Or he's just crazy, which could very well be the case. The guy's obviously seems to have some sort of mental issues. But then I've seen him on, like... You know, I watched years ago, I mean, when he seemed a little bit more normal, he was on Letterman's show on Netflix, you know, Needs No Introduction or whatever the title of the show is.
Yeah.
And Letterman had Kanye on, and he came across normal, I guess, you know. I met him 20 years ago, and he was perfectly nice. But I don't know what's going on now, and nor do I care, but it's just, I feel like we're just getting into... You know, there's a couple of people out there, him and Britney Spears and a couple of others, that it's just like, are we, at this point, we're all just kind of watching somebody spiraling
a meltdown
into like a complete mental breakdown, and it's just on Instagram. Like I often say about Britney and Kanye, throw him in there too. Like, this is it's akin to watching somebody on a bus bench just, you know, or subway in New York, just, you know, with no pants on, screaming about Lord knows what. Like, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But if the person was someone we didn't know, not famous, and just, you know, dirty face and wearing tattered clothes, we'd be like, call the cops.
Yeah.
But with these people, we're like, I don't know, maybe it's something, he's doing something. Maybe it's an art piece.
It's literally the same rants, too.
It's the same rants.
Homeless, like, people, it's Hitler, and they took my daughter.
And Jesus, again, and my daughter. I mean, who knows, you know? So it's kind of the same thing. I mean, if Had Britney Spears not had hits, and the same with Kanye West, have they not had hits or been pop stars, if you saw somebody doing what Britney Spears is doing on Instagram on Ventura Boulevard at noon on a Tuesday, like, just spinning around in circles.
Honey, lock the door.
Yeah,
honey,
in a bathing suit. You'd be like, what the fuck? Call the police. Get a, and we need to, you know, what's the 5150 or whatever. Yeah. It's just, and I just keep reading them and I'm like, I don't know how this girl stays with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got to, eventually this ends and she's in like the same, like the other girl, you know, just writing a book like Julia Fox.
Yeah.
Just writing a book and saying he was weird and I never really fucked him and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But I think he actually married this girl, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a shade of gray too. I don't think so.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I keep seeing wife, but I don't, I'll look that up. But
yeah.
Last I'd read, I think it was just a, you know, an honorary title.
Yeah, Mayim Bialik. Mayim Bialik, I mean, just killing it for years. I mean, this girl has just gone from one amazing long-running show to the next one. She's doing great. I mean, I think she's a very, very smart, like, I don't know, I think it was Yale or whatever, graduate. And anyway, she was hosting the Jeopardy. Her and Ken Jennings were trading on and off after Trebek passed. They decided they were going to go with kind of two hosts, Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik, and they were going to go back and forth. Anyway, yesterday they announced, or she announced, that she is no longer going to host Jeopardy.
Okay.
She's done. And she said, I don't know if she's mad about it or she said, thank you. I enjoyed my time there, but I think that they wanted to go to one person. And as I've said before in this podcast, Ken Jennings is great at it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a ton of Mayim Bialik do it, but Ken Jennings is great at it. Let him do it. Let it all be him. So I think at this point, he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
She's out. There you go. More celebrity news.
Double checked it. They are indeed married, actually married. He and Bianca and Kanye.
Really?
But, they were possibly on a break last month.
Okay.
I'm calling it quits as of last month.
Well, it doesn't look like it. She's always running around boobs out and stuff, you know? So, who knows? You want to hear the, most searched porn titles?
Yeah.
You know? This is interesting, everybody. Pornhub every year comes out with, they break it all down. Who searched? What countries? What people? Who searched? Why they searched? How they searched? 2023. They break it down. Here's the top 20 countries by traffic alone. Just the most... people who go on Pornhub in by country.
Yeah.
You know what the number one country for Pornhub is? By a mile.
I would assume us, but it might
it's us. We are the most perverted. And I think maybe that's a good thing. We are the most perverted weirdos in the world by a lot. Top 20 countries by Pornhub traffic is United States. Interestingly enough, number two, up 3% from last year. That's sort of more pervs coming out of the Philippines.
Oh yeah,
number two. Did you know that?
Uh huh.
What would you guess would be? You start getting into France, number three. Mexico, number four. England, United Kingdom, number five. Japan. Who do you think's the lowest? Who do you think's like, we don't need porn? We're good. Who? Just if you had to venture a guess. On who the lowest is.
I have no idea.
Sweden. Okay. The good people of Sweden don't need it.
No.
They're like, we don't. We're just nice people over here. Mm-hmm. We don't want any of this dirty business. So there you have it. The shortest visiting time, what state? Who goes on the shortest amount of time?
Who finishes the good people the fastest? Of, yes, is that exactly. What it is?
The good people of Oregon. You weirdos up in Oregon can shoot it quick.
Stop
and get on with your day. You only go on for 8 minutes and 58 seconds, followed closely by Washington. Pacific Northwest, they got no time for it.
No.
Just they get it done and they get
busy
the hell
bodies.
Out of there. Yeah. So you want to hear the most searched topic in the United States 2023. They break it down in categories, you know, categories. So the most searched category, number one, what do you think it is? Most searched category
in the United States.
In the United States, yeah.
Oh, this year?
Yes.
I'm going to say.
2023.
I don't know. Are we still into, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to trans.
Take your time, Alex.
Trans. Or, you know, something in that ballpark. Mm.
Oh, I think he just...
A lot of questions.
Sounds like somebody just let a little something about themselves out, but no, it's not. Not even in the top 10.
Oh, well, I don't know. I feel like with porn, everything else is old hat. What, are we still looking at butt stuff? It's been 70 years of butt stuff.
Big asses is number seven. Big asses is number seven,
Doesn't
Alex.
That get old?
Lesbian number one.
That's number one?
I feel like I'm hosting Family Feud. Lesbian.
Top answer on the board.
Lesbian number one. Lesbian number one. And this goes out to all the... I know we have an older female crowd who listens to this, and God bless all of you, because MILF is right up there, number two.
My guess, a classic, Alex. That was going to be my guess, but I thought we were past it.
I'm surprised that number three is just like hentai, like cartoon shit.
The kids are into it.
I mean, I'm not really a porn watcher much anymore. I'm moving on. Yeah, it's I don't know who's got the time. You know what? Congratulations to the ladies, Latina.
Ooh,
number four. Everyone loves a Latina gal, don't we?
Yeah.
You know who loved a Latina gal? A comedian from Minneapolis.
Oh,
used
yeah.
Used to love the Latinas. He wound up in his love of Latinas wound up in a ravine.
Yeah.
So be careful. Black Ebony. Ebony comes in next. Asian after that. And then big asses. That's what you said. What's BBC?
BBC is I think
big,
it's
big butt.
No, I think it's
big black.
I think it's big black cocks. I think.
Oh, is that right?
I believe
big black cocks.
But at one point BBW changed.
Is that right?
It changed. So
BBC. All right. Well, that comes
can't
in
keep track of all of them.
Anyway, threesome is next. Oh, geez, sorry everybody. I hope you're not listening to this around the Christmas tree. Oh, and turn on that podcast because cream pie is next.
Oh,
you like cream?
Like a holiday pie? Oh, you mean?
Jesus!
Like
I'm sorry, everyone. Hey, listen, I'm just reporting. This is the news. This was on CNN, so it's not like it. Cream pie, stepmom after that, and then of course anal, and then. You know, that's interesting. Ebony is up number four, but black is not down there at number 12. I don't. And then, of course, a favorite of all everybody's and has been since the dawn of time, and that's it comes in at number 11, big tits.
Yeah, the classic. It's a classic.
big tits. Hey, just big tits. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. That's all anybody needs. That is... I mean, so if you're a lesbian, an older lesbian woman with big tits, Latino, you're killing it right now. You are in the top. You're at the top of the top on Pornhub. If that's something
higher,
you want to be a part of. So I thought that was interesting. All right, a couple more things, and then we'll get out of here. This is kind of a fun episode. We're just kind of doing stories about life in general. Another thing we like to do, especially around the holidays, we did it a few weeks ago, is we like to find out, according to Entertainment Tonight Online, they like to tell you what celebrities are doing for the holidays. Celebrities are celebrating, how they celebrate the 2023. And each week, they come up with a new batch of celebrities and how they're celebrating. You know what Christina Milian is doing for the holidays? She is attending Cirque du Noël holiday performance and block party as part of the Starbucks Holiday Cheermakers campaign, which celebrates those who bring cheer to the neighborhoods with their holiday displays. So there she is.
Okay.
You know anything about that? You know what Nikki Hilton's up to?
What's she up to? No. Does anyone know what Nikki Hilton's up to?
This socialite is posing with her pajama set from Big Feelings to announce her partnership with Alice and Olivia, where the brand will donate Christmas packages to those in need of extra holiday cheer. Well, that's nice. She's helping out. Lori Harvey. Who that? Oh, that's Steve Harvey's daughter.
Okay.
That everybody in Hollywood wants her. She is
like
there.
To do
she,
their projects?
Yeah, everybody wants her to be that girlfriend.
Oh.
Everybody. She was with the guy from Creed for a while. They were
Scott
dating.
Scott Staff?
Oh my God. Creed the movie. Oh. Not Creed the band. Jesus.
I was like, what? Hey, Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan, yes. Oh my
God. I was like, oh, but what? I never even
thought about that. Yeah, there is Creed the
band. Well, because he's been doing like, he just did Theo's
back
podcast
a little bit. Yeah, because they're doing a tour again. And
I was like, how but did anyway, get no, Lori Harvey?
Michael, B. Jordan. They were together. Anyway, she. You're probably wondering what is she doing for Christmas?
Yeah, what is she doing? She's a good looking gal.
She is. She's very pretty. She's very pretty. The model rocks a brown Norma Kamali catsuit from Revolve with a fur coat. Mm. That's what she's doing. She's just rocking a fur coat from Norma Kamali at Revolve. Oh, she's in Aspen. Some people got a nice life, you know? Mm-hmm. They just walk, they just go to photo shoots and somebody just takes pictures of them in Aspen and they just. You know, and Steve Harvey probably. He's the dad, so, I mean, she's never really going to struggle in life. Yeah. He's going to...
He's footing the bill.
You know? And I guess if you got to... I mean, she's a very pretty, pretty girl. And if you got to be her boyfriend, it's got to be a day, one time, where you got to chat with Steve Harvey at, like, Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know... He seems like he's... I don't know. I mean, I love his work. He's always made me laugh, and I kind of like him as a host on Family Feud. But I feel like he'd be mean to me if I went over the house. Let me ask you a question. What is your intentions with my daughter? And I'd be like, oh, I just happened to see what she was doing on Christmas. I saw her in a fur coat over at Aspen, and so now I'm here. Aren't you married? Yeah, I am. But, you know, for this scenario, as we try to get through a week's worth of podcasts, I'm going to pretend that I'm with your daughter and I'm at Christmas with Steve Harvey. Get what's happening here? Yeah? Let me ask you, what do you like in your porn searches? Oh, big tits. Yeah, I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were over. They were the couple attends a 2023 baby-to-baby holiday distribution at Nordstrom. Yeah, that's how do you like that?
I like
Serena
that.
Pitt. What was she doing? Who this? She's in a Bachelor alum.
Oh,
she was
obviously.
Over at the holiday pop-up in New York City. Tara Manna's holiday pop-up, drinking seasonal cocktails. Catherine O'Hara, you know what she did?
What?
She went to Love Actually Live. So did I. There she is, posing with the cast of Love Actually Live.
Was she on the red carpet?
She is. She's posing on the red carpet. The 20th anniversary of Love Actually, Catherine O'Hara attends the production. And I was there. You don't see, nobody's talking about me. What about Regina Graham, Erica Hammond, Encore Jane, and Lance Bass. Who the fuck? Except for Lance Bass. The group performs on stage at the Built Awards. Oh, Jesus. Who gives a shit? Who's Dolores Cantania? She's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Oh, she's also at the Built Rewards Winter Holiday House Party at Maxwell Social. See, when you're of a certain person... You have to do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to stay relevant in show business, if, you know, like, you're Lance Bass or Dolores Catania, you got to just be like, what do you got for me? You talk to a lot of publicists, agents, managers, and you go, what do you got? What do I got? Let's see. I got the Belt Rewards Winter Holiday House Party at Maxwell Social. That's on December 12th. Would you be interested in attending? Yes, I got to be out there. I got to be in front of a step and repeat, and you got to take pictures of me. Otherwise, I'll go away. Okay, sweetheart, relax. I'll get your Lance Bass is going to be there. Who else? Steve Harvey's daughter. You ever see this girl? She loves fur coats. Oh, you know who else was at that thing? Dorinda Medley. This bitch is just trying real hard. I mean, she's scratching, clawing to stay relevant. That's got to be. I mean, I think she's doing fine. I mean, she seems like an okay person, I guess. I don't know. I listened to her something on Sirius. She has a show, podcast or something on the Jeff Lewis Radio Network. All of this makes no sense, but she's on there. Screaming about Lord knows what, you know, and it's, I don't know if anybody's interested in listening, but if you are, I guess you're probably not listening to this right now.
No.
Or
you've probably tuned
out when we were talking about cream pies. The actress celebrates the holiday season. Oh, who's this? This is Nikki Reed. You like her?
Yeah.
You're a fan of Nikki Reed, right?
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, she's celebrating the holidays this season with a traditional sustainable summit in Los Angeles. Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh, fun. Here's
Lance Bass and Joey Fatone. They got up at the Holiday House,
mm-hmm.
and they sang NSYNC songs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
NSYNC's got a good Christmas song.
What's Jessica Simpson doing for the holidays? What do you think? Besides ketamine. No. The singer strikes a pose on Instagram in front of a Christmas tree. Uh-huh. Look at that. Good for her. Jennifer Hudson, Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande. The acclaimed musician. They all performed. They all got up with Mariah Carey. She did a one and all tour stop at Madison Square Garden on December 9th, and they joined her on stage. Jennifer Hudson, and I'm going to say this right now, and I'm a little concerned about Ariana Grande.
Okay.
She looks very, very, very skinny, and I'm a little concerned. I like her. I do. Mm-hmm. I think she's talented, and I enjoy her. And I know she's got a big movie coming out, Wicked or something, and she's going out with this guy, new guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a Broadway show. I think he's also in Wicked. He was married. Whatever, ran off with Ariana Grande, and you know he's nothing to look at.
No,
you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen this character?
Yes, I have.
But I'm there's nothing wrong with that. It's nice for this guy to go out with Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
but he's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm concerned
it's
about.
Got
her.
No staying power.
I would imagine not.
Yeah.
But I think she looks a little. She doesn't look well.
She looks sickly.
A little sick, but I know she's like a tiny person, mm-hmm. so that's just her look. But I'm a little concerned, and I'm going to put it out there right now. Keep an eye on it,
mm-hmm.
with the people in her life. I don't know if anybody is listening who's a part of her life. Mm-hmm. I'd keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But she was out there with Mariah Carey. Michael Bublé was at the Santa Con or something. Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys. Yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what Prince William, Kate Middleton, Prince George, Prince Charlotte, and Prince Louis did? They took pictures. There's their Christmas card. Oh, that's cute. Bunch of racist weird. Oh, look at the kids. They're good looking kids. I didn't realize they'd grown so much. Look at me looking at that's the royal family Christmas card.
Oh,
you look at it.
Did you hear about that? They like had to Photoshop his pinky or something.
Oh, is that right?
The whole thing that people were complaining.
Who's Prince Williams?
Yeah, zoom in on that pinky on the shoulder. I guess there's.
I'm seeing it, but maybe I'm looking at the Photoshop version.
People are saying it looks real. People are saying that. Pinky looks a little finicky.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they're saying.
Well, the English have to hold it up for when they drink tea, so
yeah.
Maybe it's it's worked out more than Americans' fingers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go. We've given you a lot of news, a lot of we're gonna do like short ones because it's the holiday season, and we got a life.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fly to New York. I got things going on. Is there any stories that we haven't covered, Alex? That you have. Uncovered
I think we've hit them all.
We pretty much hit everything, yeah. So we're gonna. What do we got to get out of here on? What are we at time wise? Did we give?
We're at 45.
Oh, we gave you guys enough. It's just a little something during the week,
mm-hmm.
that you guys can listen to, and then we're coming back with like full fun episodes. All my tickets for live shows, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are asking about 2024. They're going to be up. We're going to get them up on the website real soon. But I want you to know, because I was concerned that some of the clubs would not have them available yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, they're becoming available now. So Philadelphia is up. Go over to the Punchline Philadelphia. It's not on my website yet. But Philadelphia Punchline is up. That is March 1st and 2nd. Coming back to Philadelphia Punchline. Get those tickets. And then I go to the DC Improv on Sunday night,
ooh.
March 3rd, going down to DC. Love it down there. You guys showed up in droves last time. March 7th, it's a Thursday night, coming to an LA kind of show, Oxnard, California.
Nice.
I'll be at the Improv in Oxnard. So that'll be fun. On the 14th of March, I'm coming to the Blue Note out there in Missouri, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have more information on that one soon. Then I'm coming to Stanford's, New York Comedy Club in Stanford, Connecticut. Coming back there March 22nd. Kansas City Comedy Club, March 27th.
Nice.
Auburn Theater in upstate New York,
I think you're right.
I
believe.
That's the March 23rd. And on and side splitters in Tampa is already for sale. That's Saturday night, April 6th. Danya Beach Improv. Mm-hmm. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I've been
that's
told
down
Dana,
there in Art Basel
yeah. Ooh,
area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Sunday night, the 7th of April. And Rooster Tea Feathers up there in Northern California. That mm-hmm. is April 11th to the 13th. Hyenas in Dallas, April 19th and 20th, and on and on and on. Stand Up Live, April 25th in
Phoenix.
And Off Cabot Comedy Club out in the Boston area, May 3rd and 4th, and so much more to come. Those will all be up on frangiola.fun real soon. Otherwise, go to the comedy club's website because most of them are available for sale. Get them now because they're selling like wild.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. Let's just say to everybody, we're doing another one on Thursday. This is Tuesdays. But have a happy, I hope you're having a happy holiday season. I'm sorry that today's episode dealt with our ravines and cream pies. That's not normally what we do over here. But, you know, we were coming up with stories. I mean, you know, I can only talk about Matthew Perry so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for other celebrity-themed stories because we couldn't really find any, you know, breakdowns or mm-hmm. countdowns of food for the holidays or anything like that.
We've beat the food news and the cruise news.
We did it. We did it. We did cruise news, food news, all the news you need. So this episode mm-hmm. was, you know, Colombian call girl news. Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we could play another cruise news. I just read about it. They're actually thinking of picking up some new routes. You want to hear some cruise news?
Yeah.
Real cruise news. I just got an email from the people who booked the cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Chris, we really loved your dry bar comedy special. Already, when you read that, I'm like, oh, shit, this isn't going to be good.
And you said that's brought you nothing in your career.
Nothing.
And now look at you.
I know. Yeah, bringing me cruise ships. So the cruise people were like, we would love for you to come be on cruises, mm-hmm. be a cruise ship comedian. We work for five different cruise lines, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Virgin, I think, and mm-hmm. one other one. And we'd love to have you. And it's a nice gesture. And they're like, and here's what it is, and here's what you get paid, and it's usually a week long, and blah, blah, blah. And I have a lot of friends who make a living on cruise ships. They do. They love it. I mean, because they have to. There's no other. Mm-hmm. There's no other avenue for them. I fortunately, and a lot of this is thanks to you guys and your generosity, and you come out to shows. So at this point in my career, I don't have to be on cruise ships. I've gotten this far in this business without going to cruise ships, and I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just a certain. Once you're a cruise ship guy, you're mm-hmm. kind of you're out.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of out anyway. I don't think I'm getting to the point where I'm playing Radio City Music Hall, and I'm good with that. But I also don't want to be at the point where I'm on Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, waiting at a port in Miami to get back, because they just get off and then get back on again to like another run.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do it. And once again, I'm not saying it's bad. I have a lot of friends who make a living, and God bless them for it. But I can't. I just can't. So thank you for the offer, but I can't do it. So
I'm busy that week.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe would you do a cruise ship, Alex? Would you be a cruise ship comic? I mean, you're a little too dirty for it, I think,
yeah,
or
I don't
whatever
think
it
I
is.
Not even dirty, too mean,
yeah.
I guess, or whatever it is. But I would try
edgy,
it.
Edgy.
Edgy. I hate that word, though.
Oh,
I hate when people
edgy,
go,
bro.
Oh, I'm too edgy.
You're edgy, bro.
I'm an edgy bro.
Yeah,
I'm a rude dude.
Yeah, you're
I'm a rude dude.
You better play that theme song right now. So anyway, I don't know. I can't necessarily be... cruise ship guy, but thank you for the offer. Mm-hmm. It's nice that the offers are coming in,
yeah.
And that somebody watched my dry bar special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not proud of it, but it's out there if you guys want to watch it.
I'm not proud.
It's got a million views on YouTube,
that's,
so they tell
you're
me
viral. You've
that,
gone
would,
viral.
Would that be considered viral? I know, but
something
with all
like
the
that.
Things to get a million views, I don't know if I want that to be it.
Yeah,
you know, it's not me. It's not the person I am in real life. When you see me performing live. It's not. That's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be clean as a Mormon-run company.
Yeah.
And you guys, I've talked about this before. I'm done talking about it. And then people every now and again will post it on the Facebook page, like, hey, look what I found. And I immediately take it down. I'm like, let's not get this out there. So thank you all for all your support that has kept me away from certain, I believe, like a different level of comedy that I don't want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's just my opinion. And what do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Anything fun or interesting to get out of here?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm not missing any giant stories so far that are, outside of like, the porn
mm-hmm.
searches.
That's important.
It is. It is. I feel like I'm getting a lot of Bruce Willis news on.
It's your algorithm?
I think so. It's my algorithm. Yeah. No, he's not dead, yeah. But it's like a lot of the families, gathering mm-hmm. around and they're celebrating and people are mad that they're posting pictures with him. Some people are saying it's an invasion of his privacy. But I don't know if I'm in that camp because it's his daughters and they're like showing pictures of him like we're here for him. And
yeah,
I mean, they live in a celebrity world. So yeah. I don't think it's an invasion of his privacy.
It might be. I'm not saying it will, but it might be their last Christmas with their father. Let him right. post some pictures.
Exactly.
Leave him alone.
I mean, it's a sad thing that it's ended. I mean, for a guy as big as Bruce Willis.
Highs to highs.
I mean, it's just, that's it. That's why you got to enjoy life, Alex, because you never know when one day it's just your mind is going to be gone. That's a son of a bitch that whatever it is. I know it's not necessarily Alzheimer's. It's something mm-hmm. different, but it's
similar,
the same
yeah.
type of situation. You just lose.
Neurodegenerative.
Yeah, yeah. And that's got to be tough. I mean, I hope I don't get it. As you could tell by how often I forget names and things on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Could be coming any day now. But anyway, thank you all once again for all you've done for us over here at, here's the Prince Harry Christmas card. They're talking about it right now. Prince Harry's Christmas card. Oh, they released their, Duchess Meghan.
Oh.
This is theirs. This
Did
is
they
not.
Her, they let her keep that title? I thought they.
It says Duchess Meghan. This is according to USA Today. Who knows? They released their 2023 Christmas card. So I guess Duke and Duchess of Sussex, their media company Archwell Productions, and Archwell sent a virtual greeting Friday, wishing recipients a happy holiday season and sharing gratitude for their support this year. Oh, virtual. Included is a highlight reel from their foundation's 2023 impact report, which details how Archwell has worked to uplift community. This is like all just bullshit, right?
Yeah.
We uplift the communities across the globe. Build a better online world to promote access to ethical journalism. The thumbnail for the video is a photo of the couple applauding joyfully at the closing ceremonies. God, he keeps talking about this. It's like the one thing he has, the Invictus Games.
Yeah.
I kind of don't even know what it is, but he's always out there. And they're at the Invictus, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. It was in Dusseldorf, Germany. Their children, 4-year-old Archie. Oh, he's 4?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I have a 4-year-old daughter as well, and Megan and I are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Megan doesn't call and go, Chris, keep it down. Don't fucking go screaming about it on your podcast and come over.
Yeah.
And let's Archie and Beckett get together. We mm-hmm. could sit and watch them play together.
Do some philanthropy.
I think Harry would like me.
Yeah.
I think he would like me. I'm not a loud mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to run around talking about it. You see how I'm pretty tight-lipped about everything I do.
The next Juicy Scoop. Me and Meghan Markle.
I can't wait to tell. But, I would keep it quiet for a little while. And then I could meet Lilibet.
Mm-hmm.
She's 2. And, I could talk philanthropic work as well. I worked one time. I think they should know this. To Meghan and Harry. One time I went to teach underprivileged children stand-up comedy. I did. And I drove far. This was down way the fuck. And it was like, after school. So it was like a 3-4 o'clock. Traffic is at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
Drove to like downtown LA to teach a bunch of 10-year-olds stand-up comedy. And I didn't think, I honestly, people asked, did you feel good about it? And I was like, no, I honestly didn't feel they were grateful enough. These little bastards. I was, I wanted them to know, first of all, I'm a big star,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they should know that they were in my presence. And I went out of my way to go see them and teach them comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, they should know in the traffic that I had to deal with. Coming home took me 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then they didn't seem even
They
didn't seem that excited that I was there.
None.
They were like, we just want to go home, play video games or whatever. And I'm like, I was on Chelsea Lately 11 years ago. Like, what? What is that? The television program? Are you familiar with television? Probably not. So I was, yeah, but anyway, so I've done, what I'm trying to say is, it's not the Invictus Games, but I've done some philanthropic work.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what I need to hang out with them, we got that. Congratulations, Vanessa Hutchins got married to a baseball player. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. Just a couple more. We'll get out of here. You're still with us, Alex?
Yeah. What, now that Timothy's
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie. They're saying that they might have split up. There's rumors that they might have split up if they were even really together. Yeah. Who knows? It's always been, you know, if this is just for, you know, the pictures or whatever, publicist got it together.
Mm-hmm.
People are upset at Madonna. She's been late for her concerts. Shows up late, people wait around. I know, but if that, it's also Madonna, but you got to start on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
is that the behavior that we cannot tolerate from the uber wealthy and famous anymore?
Well, I think at this point, you know, we've talked about it a million times on this podcast. Late night is over.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be out till midnight anymore. So if you're buying a ticket for an 8 o'clock show, you better start that shit at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a party to go to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're taping this on Saturday and we're going to Sarah Colonna's Christmas party. And my wife goes, what does it start? 8? I was like, 8? I'll be coming home at 8. Starts at, I don't know, I better start at like 5 or something.
Taco guy is 7 to 9.
This is, when does the party begin?
I don't know, but the taco guy's from 7
yeah,
to 9.
Yeah, that's too late for me. I was like, I don't want it. Starts at 4, ends at 8. She's like, that, I said, for me. That's mm-hmm. I don't give a shit what the invitation says.
Yeah.
These are my times. So if I was at a Madonna concert and she comes rolling in at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and starts going into, you know, her first song, I'll be like, I got no time for this. All right. I mean, if I have to read about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift one more time, I'm going to throw this fucking phone through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am so done. You guys got to be on the same boat as me, right? We're all kind of like, we got it.
Yeah.
You're dating, you know? And now that's like, it's her birthday and they went to a party. And, you know, now they're talking like, and when they get engaged or whatever, and maybe that'll be the case. And wouldn't it be great?
No,
wouldn't it be
won't.
I know, but there's no way this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be over in another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's loving it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll be married for 40 years.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but who knows? All right. What do we got to get out of here on, everybody? I could sit and talk for days, but I got to go. We're making cookies today.
If you happen to see Lance and Joey, singing a little this year,
they sang a new song from there.
They're probably going to cover this one. They're going to bring this one back out. Remember that? NSYNC.
It's a Christmas song.
It's NSYNC Christmas.
It is.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You don't remember?
I do remember this. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice. That Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. That might be JC.
Ooh. JC Chazet.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is it? JC Chazet. Let me see if I can get all of them.
Okay.
Is it 5?
It's 5.
Okay, I'm going to get it. Joey Fatone, mm-hmm. Lance Bass, JC Chazet, Justin Timberlake, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Ooh.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe you got Chris.
That's because I only know him from the Eminem song. Chris Kirkpatrick going to get your ass kicked. Yeah.
Worse than the little.